安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才弟兄带我们唱的诗歌是叫求主拣选我的道路。
The hymn that we just sang is Choose Thy Way for Me, O Lord.
其实这个是我们每天都会面临的一个经历。
This is an experience that we do go through every day.
如果今天如果是我的拣选的话，
If it's my choice today,
我选今天是3月17号。
And then I would choose for today to be March 17th.
因为下个主日呢是弟兄姐妹分享的聚会。
Because next week is sharing meeting for brothers and sisters.
弟兄上周跟大家已经报告过，我们每个人呢，就只有7分钟的时间。
And our brother shared with us last week that everyone will have 7 minutes time.
如果我拣选是3月17号的话，我只要准备4分钟的内容，分享7分钟。
And so if it were March 17th, then I would only have to prepare 4 minutes sharing for that 7-minute time frame.
但是呢，今天不是我来拣选。
But today it is not my choice.
因为今天不是我来拣选的3月17号。
Because it's not my choice for today to be March 17th.
所以我要准备40分钟的内容，用70分钟来分享。
And so I today had to prepare 40 minutes worth of content for 70 minutes worth of time.
所以一定请大家为我祷告。
And so I do ask for everybody's prayer.
好，我们开始的时候，我们来读一些圣经。
So as we begin, shall we read some of the Bible?
我们第一处，我们翻到《使徒行传》13章。
Let's first turn to the book of Acts, chapter 13.
我们《使徒行传》13章22节。
Acts chapter 13, let's read verse 22.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说：我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
After he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my heart who will do all my will.
接下来我们要翻到旧约撒母耳记下。
And next we're going to turn to the Old Testament, 2 Samuel.
旧约撒母耳记下第六章。
2 Samuel chapter 6.
第六章我们先来读第二节到第四节。
Let's read verses 2-4.
大卫起身，率领跟随他的众人前往，要从巴拉犹大将神的约柜运来。这约柜就是坐在二基洛伯上万军之耶和华留名的约柜。他们将神的约柜从岗上亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。亚比拿达的两个儿子乌撒和亚西约赶这新车。他们将神的约柜从岗上亚比拿达家里抬出来的时候，亚西约在柜前行走。
And David arose and went with all the people who were with him to Baal-Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name, the very name of the Lord of hosts, who is enthroned above the cherubim. They placed the ark of God on a new cart that they might bring it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill.And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were leading the new cart. So they brought it with the ark of God from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Ahio was walking ahead of the ark.
第六节到第十节。
Verses 6-10.
到了拿根的禾场，因为牛吃前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜。神耶和华向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁。大卫因耶和华击杀乌撒，心里愁烦，就称那地方为比列斯乌撒，直到今日。那日大卫惧怕耶和华，说：“耶和华的约柜则可运到我这里来。”于是大卫不肯将耶和华的约柜运进大卫的城，却运到加特人俄别以东的家中。
But when they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out towards the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen nearly upset it. And the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and God struck him down there for his irreverence, and he died there by the ark of God. David became angry because of the Lord's outburst against Uzzah, and that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. So David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, How can the ark of the Lord come to me?And David was unwilling to move the ark of the Lord into the city of David with him. But David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite.
11节到第15节
Verses 11-15.
耶和华的约柜在加特人俄别以东家中三个月，耶和华赐福给俄别以东和他的全家。有人告诉大卫王说，耶和华因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的，大卫就去欢欢喜喜地将神的约柜从俄别以东家中抬到大卫的城里。抬耶和华约柜的人走了六步，大卫就献牛与肥羊为祭。大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德，在耶和华面前极力跳舞。这样大卫和以色列的全家欢呼吹角，将耶和华的约柜抬上来。
Thus the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now it was talking David, saying, The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him on account of the ark of God. David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David with gladness. And so it was that when the bearers of the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling.And David was dancing before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel were bringing up the ark of the Lord with shouting and the sound of the trumpet.
下面我们要看撒母耳记下十一章。
Next, we'll turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
过了一年，到列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约雅率领臣仆和以色列众人出战。他们就打败亚门人，围攻拉巴，大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
Then it happened in the spring, at the time when the kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the sons of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem.
26-27
Verse 26-27
乌利亚的妻听见丈夫乌利亚死了，就为他哀哭。哀哭的日子过了，大卫差人将他接到宫里，他就做了大卫的妻，给大卫生了一个儿子。但大卫所行的这事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
Now when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah her husband was dead, she mourned for her husband. When the time of mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife. Then she bore him a son. But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord.
12
And then chapter 12.
十二章第七节的前半。
The first half of verse 7.
拿单对大卫说，你就是那人。
Nathan then said to David, you are the man.
13-14
Verse 13 and 14.
大卫对拿单说，我得罪耶和华了。拿单说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死，只是你行这事，叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，故此你所得的孩子必定要死。
Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord also has taken away your sin. You shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born to you shall surely die.
22-24
Verse 22-24
大卫说，孩子还活着，我尽是哭泣，因为我想，或者耶和华连续我，使孩子不死也未可知。孩子死了，我何必尽食？我岂能使他返回呢？我必往他那里去，他却不能回我这里来。大卫安慰他的妻伯示巴，与他同情，就生了儿子，给他起名叫所罗门。耶和华也喜悦他。
He said, While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who knows, the Lord may be gracious to me, that the child may live. But now he has died. Why should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him, but he will not return to me. Then David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and went in to her and lay with her. And she gave birth to a son, and he named him Solomon. Now the Lord loved him.
最后我们来看撒母耳记下24章。
And lastly, let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 24.
24-10
Verse 10.
大卫数点百姓以后，就心里自责，祷告耶和华说，我行这事大有罪了。耶和华，求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因我所行的甚是愚昧。
Now David's heart troubled him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Lord, please take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly.
14节
Verse 14.
大卫对加德说：“我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手里。”
Then David said to Gad, "I am in great distress. Let us now fall into the hand of the Lord, for His mercies are great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man."
十八节、十九节。
Verse 18 and 19.
当日加德来见大卫，对他说：“你上去。”在耶布斯人亚挠拿的禾场上为耶和华筑一座坛，大卫就照着加德奉耶和华名所说的话上去了。
So Gad came to David that day and said to him, "Go up, erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite." David went up according to the word of Gad, just as the Lord had commanded.
25节。
Verse 25.
大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭。如此，耶和华垂听国民所求的，瘟疫在以色列人中就止住了。
David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. Thus the Lord was moved by prayer for the land, and the plague was held back from Israel.
我们低头有些祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主啊，我们感谢你给我们再一次机会。主啊，我们可以聚在你的面前，一起能够来查考你的话语。
Lord, we thank you for another opportunity that we can gather before you and search your word.
我们实在要谦卑来到主的面前，求你的圣灵实在来光照在这些话语的当中。
Lord, we humbly come before you and we ask for your Holy Spirit to enlighten these words into our hearts.
没有你圣灵的启示，我们没有一个人能够明白你的话语。
Without the revelation of your Spirit, Lord, not one of us can understand your word.
所以我们今天不仅是说的、翻译的，我们所有听的都一起来到主的面前。
So Lord, not only the speaker, but also the translator and all of us who listen, Lord, we all come before you.
我们也求你能够来怜悯你的百姓，因为实在是你顾念我们。
Lord, we do pray that you would show mercy to your people, for you remember us.
我们把下面这点时间我们就交在恩主的手中。
So we place the following time into your gracious hand.
我们需要你与我们同在。
We need your presence with us.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
好，如果我们在过去几个主日注意的话，我们发现有一件事情。
If you have paid attention in the last several Sundays, you may have noticed.
我们会发现在过去至少四周弟兄们的分享当中都引用到一处圣经。
That in the last 4 weeks, our brothers have all used a particular verse.
我假如记得没错，我们是从伯弟兄开始的。
And it began with Brother Bor.
这组圣经就是彼得前书二章九九节。
And this is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
我想我们大家现在都应该已经非常熟悉了。
And I do believe we're all very familiar with this verse.
下面我们大家能不能跟我一起念，或者来一起来背这一节圣经？
And so I ask if you could all recite this or perhaps memorize it together with me.
但我们今天呢，稍微要变一下。
But we're going to change it just slightly.
我们要在这个圣经里面呢，我们要用我们来代替那个原文圣经当中的你们。
And so every time it says you, let's say that we.
我们用中文的时候呢，我们大家稍微可以慢一点啊。
And in Chinese a little slower.
我们再一起，彼得前书二章九节。
Together, 1 Peter 2, 9.
唯有我们是拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。好，我们感谢主，我们大家都非常的熟悉。
We thank the Lord. We're all very familiar with this verse.
所以为什么这节圣经是这样重要？
Why is this verse so important?
要叫我们几位弟兄我们分享的时候呢，都引用到这节圣经。
That several of our brothers, when they shared, they all use this verse.
因为这节圣经说到神的旨意。
Because here this verse speaks of God's will.
说到神向着我们所存的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Here it tells us His good, perfect, and pleasing will.
同时，这节圣经也说到神为了成就他旨意的工作计划和他的道路。
And here also speaks of His work, His way, His method.
我们一切的事情，我们只有看见了神的旨意。
In all of God's things, we see His will within it.
或者从神的旨意当中来看。
Or perhaps let's take a look from within His will.
In the God's will in view.
And we want to have God's will in view.
才能真正 明白很多的事情。
So that we can come to understand many things.
比如我们讲到我们是谁的话。
Like for example, when we speak of who we are.
我们要从神的旨意当中来看我们是谁。
We want to look at who we are from within His will.
讲到我们所当行的，我们只有在神的旨意当中才能明白我们所当行的。
And so when we speak of what we need to do, also we need to look at His will so that we may do it.
所以我们无论是蒙了一段时间或者我们受浸才两周的弟兄姐妹
So no matter what time frame particularly even those who have been baptized only for 2 weeks
我们都要来明白神的旨意
We all need to come to know His will
我们都需要经常来被提醒来明白神的旨意
We need to often be reminded of what God's will is
我们在各样的环境当中我们才不会忘记我们到底是谁
Then in different environments we will not forget who we are
我们在各样的经历当中我们才不会忘记我们在地上到底应该做什么来追求什么
Then in various experiences we would not forget what are the things we need to do in order to pursue after God
所以神的旨意是非常的重要
Therefore God's will is very important
主告诉我们说不要做糊涂人要来明白神的旨意如何
God tells us that we are not to be foolish but we are to be those who understand and know how to do His will
所以从一个角度来说不管是我们礼拜五晚上的 查经我们 主日的交通分享
So it doesn't matter what perspective whether Friday night Bible study or Sunday message
都是为了让我们一起能够来更多的明白神的旨意
It is all for us to more understand His will
为了让我们不要在神眼中是糊涂人
So that we would not be those who are foolish in God's eyes
不要做神眼中的糊涂事
Don't do those things that are foolish in God's eyes.
所以整本圣经就是用来向我们来启示神的旨意。
So the entire Bible is to reveal God's will to us.
神的旨意不仅掌管着整个的宇宙，掌管着整个被造之物。
His will not only governs the entire created world and created things.
神的旨意也掌管着我们每一个人的生活，我们每一个人在地上所走的道路。
God's will also is to govern over all of our daily lives and the path that we walk on.
我们怎么样能够来明白神的旨意呢
So how can we come to know God's will?
其实我们这些在地上的人要来明白天上神的旨意确实不是一件容易的事
For all of us who live here on earth for us to understand God's will in heaven it is not an easy thing
我觉得有一件事情、是非常重要可能也是非常有效的来帮助我们明白他的心意
I do believe there is one thing that's very important as well as something very effective in helping us to understand God's will
就是我们要有心
That is, you must have a desire
当我们里面有一个寻求神旨意心的时候
Once you have a desire in your heart to want to seek after God
我们就不难明白神的旨意
Then you can come to understand God's will
我们对一件事情有没有心决定了我们对这件事情的明白程度
Whether or not you have a heartTo desire after God's will determine the degree of how much you understand God's will.
我跟大家分享一个生活当中的经历。
Let me give you an example from our daily life.
我希望分享完以后我回去没有麻烦。
I hope that after I share this, there won't be trouble for me when I go home.
因为我姊妹我太太她开车她不太认方向。
Because when my wife drives, she doesn't have a very good sense of direction.
很多次时候他要去一个地方他开到一半的时候呢就给我打电话说他不知道怎么去那个地方了
Because sometimes when she's on the road she's halfway there but then she will give me a call and say she's lost she doesn't know how to arrive at her destination
这样他告诉我的他的地方的时候呢我就跟他说接下来呢你应该往东接下来再往北
And so then I would tell her well from where you are you need to go east and then you need to go north
他跟我说不要跟我说东西南北这些没用的
She says to me Don't tell me north, south, east, west That's not helpful
你就告诉我是左转还是右转
Tell me Do I need to make a left turn or a right turn
但有一次呢我发现一件事情
But then there was one time I realized something
有一天呢我要去 到那个我们附近的一个 mall 里面去买一样东西。
There was one day I needed to go to a nearby mall to buy something.
因为我太太比较熟悉那个地方。
But because my wife, she was more familiar with that location.
所以我就跟她说我要去这个 mall, 你跟我说上了那个高速公路在几号出口下来。
And so I said to my wife, well, once I'm on the freeway, tell me which exit number do I need to get off?
她就问了我一个问题。
And then she asked me this question.
她问我说你要去哪一家店？
She said to me, which store do you want to go to?
他就告诉我，你假如去这家店呢，你可能就不需要上 highway.
Because if you go to this particular store, you don't need to go on the freeway.
你可能就从这个地方呢，左拐右拐呢，你就可以到了。
Once you get there, just make a left and a right, and then you're there.
虽然他开车没有什么方向感。
Even though she doesn't really have a sense of direction while driving.
对这个呢是比较注意，有心一点。
But she pays more attention, has more of a heart for the location of a store.
她就知道怎么样子用最方便、最简洁的办法来去到那个地方。
She knows the most convenient way to get to a place.
所以我们向着神的心也是这样。
It's the same way regarding our heart for the Lord.
如果我们对神有一点点心的话，我们就不难明白神的旨意。
If you have just a little heart and desire for the Lord, you will come to know His will.
这在神的眼中什么叫做我们有心呢
So in God's eyes, what does it mean that you have a heart or desire?
什么叫做对神的旨意有心呢
What does it mean that you have a heart for God's will?
在神的眼中对神的旨意有心就是要遵行神的旨意
To have a heart for His will means that you will do according to His will.
所以我今天的负担不是来分享如何明白神的旨意。
So today my sharing is not how to understand God's will.
我今天的负担是关于遵行神的旨意。
But my burden is how to do God's will.
我们如何能更好地遵行神的旨意，能够活在神的旨意当中。
How can we better do and obey His will so that we may live in His light?
主耶稣到地上，我们看到他做了很多的事情。
We see when our Lord Jesus was on earth, he did many things.
但在神的眼中，他只做了一件事情。
But in God's eyes, he only did one thing.
他就是来遵行神的旨意。
He did the will of the Father.
所以在希伯来书第十章当中，主就说道。
And so that is why in Hebrews chapter 10, our Lord, he says.
他说我来了，为要遵照你的旨意行。
He says, behold, I have come to do your will.
神为了要我们来遵行他的旨意
The Lord, He wants us, in order for us to do His will,
才来向我们启示他的旨意
That is why now He has revealed to us His will.
因为如果我们不明白、不清楚他的旨意，我们就没有办法来遵行
Because if you are unclear and you do not understand His will, how can you do His will?
所以为了这个原因，神其实是非常愿意来向我们启示他的心意
So for this reason, God is actually very willing to reveal His will to us.
就像主人他的责任就是让他的仆人知道他的心意。
Just as the master's main responsibility is to convey His will to the servant.
好让他的仆人能够明白当如何行。
So that the servant may know how to do the will of the master.
而我们做仆人的责任就是遵行完成主人的旨意。
And the main responsibility of the servant is to accomplish the will of the master.
从神来说，他实在愿意让我们明白他的旨意。
From God's perspective, He is willing for us to accomplish and understand His will.
但对人来说，如果我们心里面有一颗遵行神旨意的心，神就应许我们，一定会让我们明白他的旨意。
But from man's point of view, if you have a heart, a desire, then he will help and he will allow you to accomplish and understand his will.
所以在约翰福音当中有一句话。
So that is why in the Gospel of John, there's this phrase.
说到人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得。
If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know of the teaching.
神是喜悦我们来遵行他的旨意。
God desires for us to do his will.
如果我们不去遵行的话，或者没有决心去遵行神的旨意的话
，If you do not desire to do it, or if you have not set your mind to do His will,
对神来说，我们明白他的旨意和不明白他的旨意是没有差别的。
Then from God's point of view, there is no difference between whether or not you know or do not know His will.
当我们来遵行神旨意的时候，我们就能够来得到神给我们的许多的宝贵的应许。
Once you desire and want to do His will, then you will come to know of many promises of God.
其实这些应许都是我们觉得非常宝贵的。
And all of these promises are so precious.
所以神就告诉我们一个秘诀：如果我们来遵行神旨意的时候，我们就可以得到这许多神的应许。
And so there is a secret that once you desire to do His will, then you will gain many of His promises.
比如主耶稣 说过一句话。
For example, the Lord Jesus once said,
他说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Jesus said, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work.
神在这里应许说遵行神的旨意是我们的粮食，是我们的食物。
Here, the Lord's promise to us is that if you are to do God's will,Doing this will is our food, our provisions.
当我们每天来遵行神的旨意的时候，我们每天就有这个食物。
If every day you are working, you are doing His will, then this is our food.
我们的生命就能够成长。
And then our life will grow.
在约翰福音当中又有这个地方说到。
Also, all written in the Gospel of John.
他说唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的，神才听他。
If anyone is God-fearing and does His will, He hears him.
这是神来垂听我们祷告的秘诀和他的宝贵应许。
This is a secret as well as a very precious promise of God hearing our prayers.
主耶稣在地上也曾经说过。
Our Lord Jesus has also said,
他说凡遵行神旨意的人就是我的弟兄、姊妹和母亲了。
For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
当我们来遵行神的旨意，我们就与主有这样一个亲密的生命的关系。
When you hold and obey to his will, then you will have a very intimate relationship with the Lord.
因为在神眼中，这种关系远超过我们肉身亲人的关系。
In the sight of God, this relationship is even closer than what we have with our family.
这个生命的关系是更为主所宝贵和看重的。
And this life relationship is what God looks very highly upon.
是更被主所纪念的。
And one in which He remembers.
所以我们看到，遵行神的旨意是会蒙神极大的祝福。
And so doing God's will is greatly blessed by God.
但我们的难处是在很多的时候。
But our difficulty is that oftentimes,
我们知道明白神的旨意，但是呢，却行不出来。
We know God's will, but it's difficult for us to do it.
或者说，我们没有来遵行神的旨意。
Or in another words, that we have not obeyed God's will.
我们知道人类的第一个失败是发生在亚当跟夏娃的身上。
We know that the very first sin of humankind was upon Adam and Eve.
神一开始就很清楚地告诉了他们神的命令。
God very clearly spoke to them His command.
亚当夏娃也非常清楚明白神给他们的命令。
Adam and Eve were also very clear as to what God's command was.
但是他们还是犯罪。
Yet they still sinned.
这不是说他们没有启示。
This is not to say that they did not have revelation.
不是说亚当夏娃不明白没有神的命令。
Or that Adam and Eve did not understand or know God's command.
而是他们没有遵行，没有听从神的话。
But they did not obey. They did not listen to God's word.
圣经中除了主耶稣之外
In the Bible, apart from our Lord Jesus,
我想在地上人当中最有智慧、最有知识、最能明白神旨意的人可能就是所罗门。
I do believe that the person on earth who understood, who had the most knowledge and wisdom in this entire world was Solomon.
因为圣经神说到，神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可测量，他作箴言3000句，诗歌1005首。
The Bible tells us that God gave Solomon wisdom and very great discernment and breadth of mind, like the sand that is on the seashore. He also spoke 3000 proverbs, and his songs were 1005.
我们知道，我们所读的圣经里面至少有3卷书是所罗门写的。
And we know that at least 3 books of the entire Bible are written by Solomon.
所罗门写箴言，他论到智慧，讲到敬畏神就是智慧。
And he spoke of, he wrote the many of the proverbs in the book of Proverbs, which speak of wisdom and knowledge.
他写传道书，他论到在日光之下，一切都是虚空的。他讲到我们要思念天上的事。
And so in Ecclesiastes, he tells us of how all things are vanity but vanity, and we are to be mindful of the things of above.
他写雅歌，歌中之歌是讲到爱，讲到神向着我们的爱和我们向神爱的回应。
He also wrote the book of Song of Solomon that speaks of the love we have between God and ourselves and the response we need to have to God.
我们看到所罗门实在是一个有意象、有启示的人，他是完全明白神的心意的人。
We see that Solomon was a man of vision, of revelation. He understood the will of God.
当我们来读历代志下第八章的时候，记载了所罗门所做的一件事情。
And in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, it records there that Solomon did something.
他说所罗门呢，将法老的女儿带出大卫城，上到为他建造的宫里。因所罗门说，耶和华约柜所到的地方都是圣地，所以我的妻不可住在以色列王大卫的宫里。
There it says, Then Solomon brought Pharaoh's daughter up from the city of David to the house which he had built for her. For he said, My wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy where the ark of the Lord has entered.
这就是我们像所罗门，这是所罗门跟我们一样，他所面临的难处。
These are the same difficulties that Solomon encounters just like us.
所罗门为什么要把他的妻子从大卫城搬出去呢？
Why was it that Solomon had to move his wife away from the city of David?
其实所罗门是做了一件非常对的事情。
He did something that was correct.
因为他心里非常的清楚，大卫城是以色列的百姓安放神约柜的地方，是圣地。
He knew that the city of David, it was a holy place. It was a place where the ark of the Lord dwelled.
所以他清楚地明白他的妻子不能住在里面，因为他的妻子是法老的女儿，是埃及人，不是以色列人。
He was very clear because he knew where his wife was from, that she was an Egyptian. She was not an Israelite.
所罗门一方面知道他不能去娶外邦女子。
On one hand, Solomon knew that he was not to take of a foreign wife.
他知道这个是得罪神的事。
He knew that this sinned against God.
但另一方面，他却没有完全敬畏神，反而去追求地上的享乐，去爱外邦的女子。
Yet on the other hand, he did not completely obey God's command, and he still wanted to enjoy of the pleasures and took many Gentile women as wives.
这是所罗门那时的光景，其实也是我们今天的光景。
That was Solomon's condition back then, and yet it is still our condition as well.
虽然明白神的旨意，却没有遵行神的旨意。
We understand God's will, and yet we do not obey God's will.
神不仅让我们能明白神的旨意，神更要我们来遵行他的旨意。
God not only wants us to understand, but he wants us to obey.
因为遵行神的旨意在神的眼中是非常重要的一件事。
Because obedience in the eyes of God is something so important.
神当时借着摩西对以色列的百姓有这样一个宣告。
And so at that time Moses had this proclamation to the children of Israel.
百姓若听从和遵行神一切的话，有许多的祝福必追随他们，临到他们的身上。
That if the people, they were to diligently obey, then God will give them many blessings.
但若百姓不听从和遵行神的话，也必有许多的咒诅追随他们，临到他们的身上。
And if the people were not to obey, then many curses would come upon them.
说是神，我们的神是昨日、今日、直到永远都不改变的神。
Our God is a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, a God who will not change.
神当日对以色列的百姓的宣告，将祝福和咒诅呈明在以色列的百姓面前。
And so on that day, God had commanded His blessings and His curses and placed them before His people.
神今天一样也将生死祸福呈明在我们的面前。
And today, God has done the same in placing life or death, blessing or curses before us.
神要我们来拣选遵行神的旨意，成为蒙神祝福的人。
God wants us to choose to do His will so that we may be blessed.
所以我们实在要来明白一件事情。
So we need to come to understand.
如果我们没有遵行神的旨意，就会落在神的审判的手中。
If we do not obey and do His command, then we will fall into His hand of judgment.
这个神的审判不仅仅是讲到将来我们在基督台前的审判。
This judgment is not merely when you are before the judgment seat of Christ on that day.
更是说到我们每天都是在神审判的光中。
But that every day we are in the light of His judgment.
我们要很清楚这个审判是对神家里人的。
And we need to be very clear that this judgment is for the house of God.
我们每一个蒙得救的人就是神家里的人。
For everyone saved by grace, we are the members of his household.
我们每一个神家里的人都要常常活在神审判的光中。
And as members of his household, we need to often live beneath the light of his judgment.
当我们活在神审判的光中，就能够让我们不断地在光中被神能够来改变。
When you are living beneath the light of his judgment, then you live in his light and constantly can be transformed and changed.
在这个光中能够来除去我们身上的一切的不洁跟不义。
And this light can cast out all of our iniquities, all of the things that are unclean.
也让我们能够更好地在地上能够来成为主的见证。
And even then we can be better testimonies for the Lord on earth.
我们很熟悉的有一首诗歌当中有一节说道。
We're all very familiar with this hymn. There is this verse in this hymn that says,
他说，我今每日举目细望审判台前亮光，愿我所有生活工作那日都能耐火。
It says, I'm daily gazing at the light out of his judgment seat, that all my living and my works may stand the test of fire.
这首诗歌是372首。
This is hymn 372.
我们要来学习看见审判台前的亮光。
We need to learn to see the light that comes from his judgment seat.
我们要来学习活在神审判的光中。
We need to learn how to live in the light of his judgment.
为了在那一日，我们在基督台前能够站稳。
So that on that day before the throne of Christ, we may be able to stand firm.
其实我们每个人都不太喜欢被人来批评论断。
Actually, none of us like to be criticized by others.
更不要说来被审判。
Or to even speak of being judged by others.
但我们心里要清楚地明白，神对我们的审判不是为了让我们来灭亡。
However, we need to be very clear in our hearts that God's judgment is not for us to die.
神的审判的目的是要让我们能够得生命，叫我们得更丰盛的生命。
God's judgment, the whole purpose is for us to gain life and life more abundant.
神的审判在我们身上是要来做建造的工作。
And God's judgment upon us is for him to do the building work.
是要来做破碎我们的旧造，是为了带进神在我们身上的新造。
He is breaking down that which is old so that he could build up that which is new.
我们每一个有主生命的人，
For all of us who have the life of Christ,
将来有一天都要站在基督台前受审判。
One day we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们实在不愿意到那一天在主面前被主责备。
We don't want to be criticized, or judged by the Lord on that day.
愿我们今天，我们现在这个时候，神还给我们机会，还给我们时间。
While the Lord still gives us opportunity and time right now,
我们可以活在他审判的光中。
While we can live in the light of his judgment,
我们来被主更多的能够来对付，能够来洁净。
We can be dealt with and cleansed by the Lord now.
到了那一天，我们可以少受主的责备，而多得主的称赞。
So that on that day we would not be rebuked by him as much, we would gain more of his blessing and praises.
我实在想到。
And so I think about.
我们不需要到站在基督台前的那一天，才看到我们的成绩单。
We don't need to look at our final score on that day.
现在我们就应该常常来看一下我们的成绩是怎么样子。
We can look at our score right now.
我们不要到那一天看见我们成绩的时候会大吃一惊。
We don't want to be greatly surprised on that day when we see our final score from the Lord.
可能那个时候就已经太晚。
Because at that time it will be too late.
我有的时候开车的时候呢，会发现一直有这个疑问。
So sometimes when I'm driving, I oftentimes will have this question.
特别是如果我们马上夏令会，我们会开车到圣安东尼奥去。
Just like how we're going to drive to San Antonio very soon for our summer conference.
因为在那个开过去时候呢，我们会时常的经过有一些高架桥 ，Cross Owen Bridge.
Because as we go, we will go over some bridges that are cross over some roads underneath.
我就注意到在那个高架桥上面呢，它有一个标记。
And so every time I cross over these bridges, I will see this sign.
它写了，可能是那个桥的高 高度啊，比如说二十个 feet 这样子。
It will tell us the elevation of that particular bridge, for example, 20 feet.
我就想，这个标记对开车的人好像没有任何的帮助。
It seems as if there's not much help to the person who's driving.
因为我假如我载的东西，我假如超过了二十个 feet 的话。
So let's say that if the things that I have put in my car are beyond 20 feet.
我开到这个面前，我看到这只有二十个 feet。我已经太晚了。
And I've driven to this place, and now it's too late because my things are taller than 20 feet.
所以我到现在还不清楚这个标记到底是谁给谁看的。
So I'm still confused as to who this sign is meant for.
所以这个来提醒我们，我们现在时刻都要来，还有机会的时候，我们都要来这个光中，能够来省察我们自己。
So right now we have the opportunity to search ourselves beneath this light.
那么神是怎样来审判我们呢
？So how does God judge us?
神审判我们不是按我们是不是知道明白神的旨意。
God does not judge us according to whether or not you know and understand His will.
不是按我们是不是清楚的知道神的话是怎么说的。
He does not judge us according to whether or not you are clear as to what His word says.
神审判我们是按照我们是不是遵行了神的旨意。
He judges us according to whether or not you obey His commands.
神审判我们是按我们有没有听从神的话。
God judges us according to whether or not you have simply obeyed His word.
今天神借着我们所遭遇的各种的环境或者各种的经历
Today, through the environments and the many things that you experience,
来查验我们是不是活在他审判的光中。
He searches out whether or not you are living beneath his light, the light of his judgment.
我们在这一些机会当中有没有遵行他的旨意。
So in these opportunities, have you obeyed his will?
为了是让我们在那一天能够坦然无惧地站在审判台前。
So that on that day you can stand boldly before his judgment seat.
在圣经中记载了很多神的审判，特别在旧约的当中。
In the Bible, it records many of God's judgment, particularly in the Old Testament.
但我们要知道一件事情。
But we need to know.
神以往的审判都是今天我们的审判。
God's judgment in the past is also God's judgment today.
神以往怎样对付和审判他的百姓。
How God judged His people and dealt with them in the past.
神今天也同样来对付和审判他的百姓。
Today, he is still using that same judgment to deal with his people.
所以我们来读这一些事情的时候。
So when we read of these stories,
让我们是在这些审判的光中来学习遵行神的旨意。
In the light of these judgments, may we learn how to obey his will.
下面我们要来从神在大卫身上的几次审判中来学习两个方面。
And so from the many lessons of David, let's learn two different aspects.
第一个，我们为什么会落在神的审判中，或者神要审判我们什么？
So firstly, why do we fall beneath God's judgment, and what is His judgment in us?
第二，神的审判在我们身上所带出的结果。
And secondly, the end result of God's judgment.
圣经中说到大卫是合神心意的。
The Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart who does his will.
我们都很清楚，这里不是说大卫的一生和他所做的都是合神心意的。
We're all very clear. It doesn't mean that everything that David did in his whole life was according to God's will.
但我们能够从大卫的身上和经历中看到一点。
But from David's life and experience, we see one thing.
无论他是得胜的或者失败的，都能够来让神来说他是合神心意的。
Whether he was victorious or he had failed, he was still one, the Bible tells us, who did the will of God.
在神的眼中，什么叫合神心意呢？
In the Bible, who is this man after God's heart?
所以我们一开始念的《使徒行传》第十三章当中就给我们说到。
And so the very first verse that we read, Acts 13, it tells us.
神既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王。又为他做见证说我寻得耶西的儿子大卫他是合我心意的人凡事要遵行我的旨意
After he had removed him which is Saul he raised up David to be their king concerning whom he also testified and said I have found David the son of Jesse a man after my heart who will do all my will
他是合我心意的人凡事要遵行我的旨意
A man after my heart who will do all my will
一个在凡事上要遵行神旨意的人，在神的眼中就是合神心意的人。
A person who will do all of God's will is a person who is after God's own heart.
这样的人是神所要找寻的。
This is a person that God is after.
这个就是大卫跟扫罗的差别。
This is the difference between David and Saul.
这就是神为什么要废去扫罗，立大卫为王的原因。
This is the reason why God removed Saul as king and raised up David instead.
扫罗对神的话，在遵行神的吩咐的事上，他加上了他自己的很多的判断。
When it came to Saul's obedience before God, he added a lot of his own judgments.
他加上了自己的喜好、自己的感觉和自己的情感。
He added his own interests, his own ideas, and his own emotions.
所以我们看到他对神的命令和神的吩咐，他在执行的时候就会有保留，会有掺杂。
That is why he had reservation as well as mixture in regards to his obedience before God.
所以当神清楚地叫扫罗去完全除灭亚玛力人的时候，
And so when God wanted and commanded Saul to go and destroy of all the Amorites,
他就有保留，他就加上了自己的判断。
He had some reservation. He added in his own judgments.
他要留下他们以为好的，要来献给神。
He wanted to reserve the things that which he thought was good to offer to God.
但合神心意的人不是这样。
But a man after God's own heart would not do that.
他没有保留，没有加上自己的任何的想法。
He would not have reservations or add in his own ideas.
他只是完全的顺服。
He would completely obey.
所以合神心意的人就是要凡事上要遵行神的旨意。
So a person after God's own heart is one who will obey in all things.
所以神为了他的自己，在寻找一个在凡事上要遵行他旨意的人。
And so that is why God sought after a man who would obey him in all things.
所以神就寻得了大卫。
And so that is why God sought after David.
一个在神眼中和他心意的人。
This is a man who will seek after his will in his eyes.
因为大卫要遵行神要他做的。
Because David will obey all that God wants him to do.
我们知道大卫绝对不是一个完全的人。
Yet we know that David, he was not a perfect man.
在神的眼中不是，在我们的人的眼中也不是。
He was not in the eyes of God, nor in the eyes of man either.
如果我们仔细读，我们仔细读圣经的时候，
When you read the Bible carefully,
大卫甚至在他那个 年代，在他周围的人 当中，也不是一个行为最好的人。
Even in the eyes of his own generation, the people at that time, he was not the best either.
但神看人不像人看人。
But God does not look at man the same way man looks at man.
因为神看大卫，他有一个凡事要遵行神旨意的心。
Because what God wants is a heart who will obey and do all of God's will.
即使是在他犯罪落在神审判的手中的时候，
Even when he sins and falls into the hand of God's judgment,
他能够来活在神审判的光中，
He still lives beneath the light of God's judgment.
来学习遵行神的旨意。
He learns how to obey God's will.
要遵行神的旨意，是一定是要愿意活在神审判的光中。
If you live in order to obey, then you will absolutely live in His light.
因为没有一个人是完全的。
Because not one person is complete and perfect.
只有愿意活在神审判光中，愿意来被神来对付矫正的人，才能要遵行神的旨意。
If you live in His light and you're willing to be dealt with by God, then you'll be willing to obey.
圣经当中至少记载了三次大卫得罪神的事。
In the Bible, it records at least three times when David sinned against God.
他落在了神的审判的当中。
And he fell into the judgment of God.
但是大卫即使在审判的当中，在很多严厉的审判的当中的时候，
Yet when he was judged and being punished, severely punished by God,
他学习了神的公义。
He learned about the righteousness of God.
他经历了神的怜悯跟恩典。
He experienced the mercy and grace of God.
他成为了一个更好的来遵行神旨意的人。
He became one who could obey God's will even more.
所以神就能够来用他来成就神在他身上的旨意。
And so God could use him to accomplish his will.
第一个我们要来看大卫得罪神的事是关于逾越柜。
And so the very first sin that we want to look at was when David was transporting the ark.
当大卫做了全以色列的王并攻占了耶路撒冷之后，
After David became the king of Israel,
攻占了耶路撒冷之后，他心中呢就有这个意念。
He had this desire in his heart.
就要把神的约柜呢 要运到耶路撒冷。
That he wanted to bring the ark of God into Jerusalem.
因为大卫有一颗向着神的心。
Because David, he had a heart for God.
因为神的约柜呢，就是代表着神的同在和神的荣耀。
Because the ark of God represents God's presence as well as God's glory.
所以他们就造了一辆新的牛车，把约柜呢放在这个新车上面。
And so they made a new cart and they put the ark upon this cart.
所以呢，叫亚比拿达的两个儿子啊，乌撒跟亚西约，这也是祭司来赶这辆新车。
And so with Abinadab and then the two sons of Abinadab who were all priests, they were to lead this ark, the cart.
我们都很熟悉这个故事。
We're all familiar with the story.
所以当他们赶着这个牛车到了禾场的时候呢，牛失前蹄。
And so when they came upon this threshold, we know that the cart started to topple.
所以乌撒呢就伸手要来扶这个约柜。
And so now Uzzah, he reached out his hand, wanted to steady it.
结果神就向乌撒发怒。
And so now the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah.
因着这个错误呢，神就击杀了乌撒，他就死在了神的约柜旁。
And so for this error, God struck him, and so he died next to the ark of God.
我们读这个故事的时候，我们往往是想到乌撒。
And so every time we think, when we read of the story, we think of Uzzah.
但那一天其实是大卫得罪了神。
But that day, it was actually David who sinned against God.
是大卫落在了神审判的手中。
David was the one who fell into the hand of God's judgment.
所以圣经说，那日大卫惧怕神，不将约柜运进大卫的城。
And so that is why the Bible tells us David was afraid of the Lord, and he was unwilling to move the ark of the Lord into the city of David.
当大卫得罪了神，落在了神审判手中的时候，他做了什么呢？
When David sinned against God and fell into God's judgment, then what did he do?
如果是我们的话，我们可能会说。
If it were us, perhaps we might say.
我其实是非常好意，我完全是为着神。
Well, God, I have good intentions. This is all for you.
我这么想着神，你还这样子对我。
I thought of you. How could you deal with me in such a way?
我还不如不做。你要怎么做呢？你就找别人做。
I'd rather not do it. Find someone else.
但这个不是大卫。
But this was not David.
我们看到大卫的反应是心存敬畏。
We see that David's heart was one of fear and of reverence.
他就停下来，没有再继续的做。
And then he stopped. He did not continue on.
之后呢，他就来寻求，来等候神。
And then he sought after and waited for God.
很多时候我们不是很明白什么叫做寻求等候神。
Sometimes we're not very clear on what it means to wait before God.
大卫不是就那样坐着用自己的头脑来分析来判断。
David did not use his own mind to analyze and to make a judgment.
我相信大卫在那边等候，他是更殷勤的在读圣经。
But I do believe that David there, he was waiting and he was faithfully reading scripture.
他要更多的明白神的心意。
He wanted to understand God's will.
可能到那一天他读圣经的时候他读到了一句话
Perhaps on that day he read in the scripture this phrase
除了利未人之外无人可抬神的约柜
That apart from the Levites no one else can carry the ark
当大卫读到这句话的时候 他心里面就明白了
That when David came and he read upon this verse now he understood
他在哪里得罪了神被神审判
Here was where he had sinned against God and was judged by God.
神是要利未人祭司来抬约柜，而不是用非利士人的牛车。
God wanted the Israelites to move the ark according to the Levites on, and not on a cart made by the Philistines.
我们可能认为神实在没有必要对乌撒这样子无心的一个举动这么严厉的手段。
Perhaps we might think God was so heartless. There was no need for him to kill Uzzah in such a way.
但我们实在要明白认识到一件事情。
But we need to come to understand.
遵行神的旨意，遵行神的话语，在神眼中是一件非常严肃的事情。
Obeying God according to his word is a very important matter.
神是按照我们有没有遵行神的旨意来审判我们。
God will judge us according to whether or not you have obeyed His word.
所以愿我们能够来更多的认真的能够来仔细查考神的话语，能够来认真的能够来遵行神的话语。
So may we be more diligent in reading, in studying, and knowing God's word.
大卫得罪神是因为他用非利士人的牛车来运神的约柜。
David sinned because he used a cart that the Philistines had made to move the ark.
其实是用牛车来运东西是一个非常省力的办法，也是非常方便的办法。
Of course, using a cart to move something is a very convenient and a very good way.
好，我们来想叫祭司利未人用肩膀来扛约柜，这是非常费力的一件事情。
To have the ark put upon the shoulders of the Levites is something that takes a lot of effort.
但是这里神给我们一个提醒。
However, God is reminding us here.
大卫必须要用神的办法将约柜运回来。
David must move the ark according to God's method.
神的旨意必须要用神的方法来成就。
God's will must be accomplished through God's way.
神的旨意的成就不能用世界的办法，用我们自己熟悉的办法。
It cannot be accomplished through the world's way or what we are more familiar with.
我们知道世界的办法和或者是人的办法都是来追求方便，追求来巧妙。
The way of the world as well as the way of man is for convenience or perhaps its effectiveness.
都是为了能够来减少人工。
In order to lessen the labor.
可能人工太贵的缘故。
Because human labor perhaps is too expensive.
这就说到世界的办法跟人的办法是要叫人不用付代价，或者来少付代价。
The way of the world or the way of man is so that you won't have to pay such a high cost.
所以我们知道现在有一个技术非常的热门。
And we know that there's a particular technique today that's very popular.
叫做人工智能 AI.
It's AI, artificial intelligence.
它就是告诉我们你其实不用付什么代价，或者是付一点代价，你就可以把事情给做。
It means that if you don't pay a very high cost or cost at all, that this matter can be done.
不仅省力，而且呢，牛车的办法呢，比肩扛的办法呢，也容易很多。
And not only are you saving your effort, but it's much easier to move the ark in the cart.
所以我们知道用牛车的办法可能最多只要两个人，但是我们仔细读可能只要一个人就可以。
Perhaps you might need two people to move the ark in a cart, or actually if you read it very carefully, maybe just one person.
一个人赶车，可能另外一个呢就在边上跟着就好。
You need one person to drive the cart and perhaps just another person to follow.
但肩扛约柜的话呢，需要12个人一起来抬。
However, if you are to put the ark upon the shoulders of the Levites, you need 12 men.
而且呢，还要一起来配合。
And you need to coordinate together.
所以世界的办法，我们看到永远比神的办法呢省力和容易。
And so we see that the way of the world takes much less effort and much more convenient.
当我们来查经的时候
，But when you study the Bible.
我们也有两种方法。
We can also have 2 methods.
我们可以用牛车的办法。
We can use the method of the ox cart.
我们也可以用肩扛的方法。
We can also use the method of our shoulders.
用牛车的办法，大家都不用太花时间，太费功夫去读。
With the method of the ox cart, you don't need to use a lot of time or a lot of effort.
你可能读一遍，最多两遍，可能就差不多了。
You read it over 1 time, maybe 2 times. That's pretty good.
我们只要少数几个人。多讲一点，多分享一点，这也就可以了。
And you need only a few to just perhaps share more on it, and that's good enough.
但用肩扛的办法，每个人都要费功夫来花时间。
But if you use the methods of the shoulder, then you need everybody's input, and you need to use more time.
而且要所有的人都一起配合，当中没有一个人是能够懒惰的。
It takes a coordination of all who are present, and not one person can be lazy.
所以我们仔细看，我们在祷告生活当中，我们在教会的神家的侍奉的当中，都有这个两种办法。
And so it's the same way in our life of prayer as well as the life of service in the church. You also have these 2 methods available.
我们知道大卫有一阵他是住在非利士人中间。
We know that for a while David he lived among the Philistines.
他可能熟悉，可能也习惯了非利士人的一些做法。
It's possible that he's familiar as well as used to the methods of the Philistines.
他不知不觉呢，可能就耳闻目染了这些东西。
Without perhaps unknowingly, he acquired some of their ways of doing things.
我们生活在这个世界的当中。
As we live in this world,
世界的想法、世界的办法，往往也沾染了我们。
The ways of thinking in this world as well as doing things in this world also fill us.
但我们要认识到。
But we need to know.
用世界的办法来成就神的旨意，是要落在神的审判当中。
If you are to accomplish the will of God using the ways of the world, you will fall into God's judgment.
愿我们都在这件事情上面能够被神能够光照。
May we all be enlightened by the Lord in these things.
除去我们当中一切效法世界的东西，来讨主的喜悦。
May we cast out all the things, the ways of this world, as we try to please God.
当大卫得罪了神，落在神的审判的时候，
When David sinned against God and fell into God's judgment,
主的话成为了他的光照，他能够来接受这样一个对付，能够来重新起来。
David received God's light, and now he was able to be corrected, and he was able to rise up again.
最终，他将神的约柜抬进了大卫城。
And at the end, he did have the Ark of God carried into the city of David.
圣经说到，当约柜进了大卫城的时候，大卫和以色列全家都欢欢喜喜，欢呼吹角。
And so it tells us that David and all the house of Israel, when they brought up the Ark of the Lord, they had great shouting and sounds of trumpets.
当大卫经过了神的审判之后，就能带进神的同在和神的荣耀。
After David went through the judgment of God, he brought in God's presence as well as glory.
第二件我们要来看大卫得罪神的事，是他犯了奸淫和谋杀了乌利亚。
Secondly, we see that David sinned against God in his adultery as well as murder of Uriah.
我们都已经非常熟悉所发生的事。
We're all familiar with what had happened.
我们看到因着大卫这个犯罪，他落在了极大的审判的当中和神管教的当中。
And so because of this sin, we see that he received God's judgment and punishment.
所以我们要来问，为什么大卫会落在这样得罪神的光景的当中？
We need to ask, why was it that David, he fell into such a condition where he sinned?
表面上看，这个起头只不过是他一时放纵情欲。
On the surface, it seems like he just went over the lust of his flesh.
当我们来仔细读的时候，我们发现真正让大卫失败的原因。
But when you read it very clearly, what was the main reason that allowed him to sin?
是他在征战中，但是却失去了征战的灵。
That he was in the time of battle, and yet he lacked the spirit of the battle.
圣经说，那个时候是列王出战的时候，但大卫仍住在耶路撒冷，只派他的元帅跟其他人出去征战。
The Bible tells us it was the springtime. It was a time when the kings go out to battle. Yet he sent out all his officials, but he himself stayed in Jerusalem.
大卫是活在一个战争年代当中的。
David lived within the time of battle.
大卫是一个战士。
He was a warrior.
他应该时刻活在征战当中。
He needed to live at all times in the battle.
但大卫没有这么做。
But David did not do so.
他当时觉得他可能可以来，轻松休息一下。
He perhaps thought that he could take a break and rest.
他只是叫其他人出去打仗。
He could tell others to go out and fight.
而他自己则在王宫里休闲放松。
And that he could relax and rest in the palace.
好像他觉得他现在可以稍微为自己活一下。
That now perhaps he could live for himself for a little bit.
正因为这个为自己而活。
In this very reason of living for himself.
所以他一天呢就睡到了太阳平息的时候才从床上起来。
He slept until very late. The sun was already high up, probably noon, and then he got up.
接下来在王宫的顶上，他就来行走。
He was walking around at the rooftop of the palace.
这个时候他就看见了伯士巴。
And it was at that time that he saw Bathsheba.
接下来的事情我们都已经很清楚。
And we are all very clear on what had happened next.
我们人往往就想，我只不过是放松一下，稍微为自己活一下而已。
We all think I can just relax and live for myself for a little bit.
应该也不是什么大不了的事。
Shouldn't be a big deal.
但我们要知道，我们现在所处的年代跟大卫的年代是一样的。
But we need to know that we live in the same exact type of time as David.
我们也在征战的当中。
We are also within the time of battle.
无论我们是不是感觉到，这个是一个事实。
Whether or not you feel it, it's the reality.
我们人可能想休息一下，放松一下。
Perhaps you might think I can just rest for a little bit and just relax.
但我们要知道，我们的仇敌，我们的敌人，他没有休息，他没有放松。
But we need to know that our enemy, he never rests, he never relaxes.
我们的仇敌他仍然在打仗。
Our enemy is still fighting.
而且这个征战是在非常激烈的进行当中。
And this battle actually is very severe right now.
当我们在征战的当中，但是却没有了征战的灵的时候，
If you are in the battle and you lack the spirit of being in the battle,
我们一定会落在失败的光景的当中。
You will fall into the condition of error.
就像大卫那个时候的光景。
Just like the condition of David at that time.
或者很多时候觉得这个不是我的征战。
Or sometimes you might feel this is not my fight.
这个可能是其他弟兄姐妹啊，我们负责弟兄们的征战。
This is the fight or the battle for other brothers and sisters.
如果我们是这样的话，我们也会被仇敌来打败。
If so, you will also be overcome by the enemy.
当我们被仇敌打败的时候，各种引诱试探就会临到我们。
When you are defeated by the enemy, then many temptations will come to us.
这些往往不是我们自己去找来的。
These are not things that we come and look for ourselves.
而是因为仇敌攻到了我们的面前。
But because now the enemy, he has fought and come to your very presence.
仇敌把这些试探诱惑摆在我们的面前。
He places these temptations right in front of you.
所以以弗所书特别提醒我们。
So that is why Ephesians reminds us.
要穿戴神所赐全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the scheme of the devil.
神让我们一直穿着全副的军装。
God wants us to constantly, continually put on this full armor.
一直活在征战的当中。
You are to dwell within the battle.
一直保持一颗征战的灵。
And you are to keep this spirit of battle.
这样我们就能撕破跟抵挡仇敌在我们身上的作为。
In such a way, you can break through all the schemes of the devil in you.
叫我们不遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So that you may be delivered from temptation and delivered from evil.
我们看到当大卫失去了这个征战灵的时候。
And so when David, he lost the spirit of the battle.
就落在了试探并且失败的当中。
He fell into temptation and fell into failure.
他从一个罪生出另一个罪
And one sin gave birth to the next sin
而且落在一个完全黑暗的光景中
And a condition of great darkness
什么叫做人在黑暗的当中
What does it mean to live in darkness?
活在黑暗的当中不是说你不知道什么东西
In living in darkness doesn't mean that you don't understand or know anything
当人在黑暗的时候他其实是完全明白是非对错
When you are in darkness, a person canTotally understand the difference between right and wrong.
人在完全黑暗的时候，可以看别人是完全明亮的。
When you are in darkness, you can still see others who are completely in light.
就像先知拿单借着这个比喻来光照大卫的时候。
Just as Nathan, when he brought this story before David.
但大卫完全不知道这个比喻中的人就是他自己。
And yet David did not know that this person in the story was himself.
圣经说到大卫就甚恼怒那个人，甚至指着永生的耶和华起誓说：“行这事的人该死。”
And so David, he was able to tell the difference between right and wrong, and he cast judgment upon that person.In the story, saying that that man must die.
大卫是落在一个极其黑暗的光景当中。
David was one who now had fallen into darkness.
直到拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人。”
Until Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
大卫这才看到，原来是他自己站在神的审判台前。
And then David saw that he himself was the one standing before the judgment seat of Christ.
但我们感谢主，大卫有一颗悔改的心。
But we thank the Lord, David had a heart of repentance.
当他站在神的审判台前的时候，他只有一句话。
When he stood before the judgment seat of God, he had only one phrase.
他说：“我得罪耶和华了。”
He said, "I have sinned against the Lord."
诗篇五十一篇就是他在神面前的悔改。
So Psalm chapter 51 is the repentance of David before God.
我们看到当人只有站在神的审判台前时才能够来生出撕裂心肠的悔改
When a person is standing before the judgment seat of God then he can truly have a heart that is able to repent before God
神从来不轻看一颗忧伤痛悔的心
God will not despise one who is truly contrite
在神的审判中充满了神的恩典
And in God's judgment he is full of grace
我们知道旧约当中的铜祭坛是代表着神的审判。
We know that in the Old Testament, the bronze altar represents God's judgment.
但我们也看到在铜祭坛那里也是血最多的地方。
And yet, on the bronze altar is the place where you find the most blood.
我们的罪虽如朱红，但要被主的血洗得洁白。
Though our sins are as red as scarlet, as crimson, it shall be washed as white as snow.
虽然神因着大卫的悔改除掉了
And so through David's repentance and confession, he has cast out his sin.
但他仍要承担罪的后果。
And yet he still needed to bear the consequence of the sin.
他后面有四个儿子，后来都死在了他的前面。
He had four sons, and actually all four died in his presence.
但是神的审判不仅仅是管教。
And yet God's judgment is not just for our training.
而更要结出平安的果子。
Not just for our discipline, but to bear the fruit of peace.
神的审判是要让我们能够经过死亡而结出复活的果子。
God's judgment is so that through death we can now have the fruit of resurrection.
大卫后来的儿子所罗门就是这个平安的果子。
And so later on we see that David's son Solomon, he is that fruit of this peace.
所罗门后来成为神用来建造圣殿的人。
And so this man, Solomon, he was the one that God used to build his temple.
我们也看到大卫经过神的审判就被神来恢复。
And then after David went through God's judgment, he was restored by God.
他重新起来出去征战并且得胜。
He now raised himself up and he went out to battle and was victorious.
神借着审判大卫为自己活的光景。
And so now through God's judgment in David living for himself,
来更新他，让他重新起来，为主而活，来遵行神的旨意。
Reestablished him so that he could now live for God's will and not himself.
第三个大卫得罪神的事情是他来数点百姓。
The third sin that David committed was when he took the census of the people.
神不喜悦数点百姓在一件事情，所以就降灾给以色列人。
God was not pleased in the king taking census of the people, and so he judged him.
大卫为什么会起意是数点百姓呢？
Why was it that David had this idea that he wanted to count and take a census of the people?
可能之一就是人里面的骄傲。
Perhaps one reason was the pride of man.
大卫的一生都是在征战当中，最后呢，他取得了完全的胜利。
David, he constantly lived in battle, and at the very end, he was entirely victorious.
他成为了以色列全地的君王。
He became the king of all Israel.
所以他不仅要让以色列的百姓看见。
So not only did he want the people of Israel to see.
他可能也要向邻国的国家来炫耀以色列国的强盛。
He also perhaps wanted to proclaim the strength of the entire nation of Israel.
为了自己的骄傲，为了自己人的荣耀，大卫想知道他的国有多强大。
For his own pride and perhaps for his own pride, he wanted to see how strong his nation was.
这就是人落在属地跟属肉体光景当中的表现。
This is one expression of man now dwelling and falling into his own flesh.
当人在属地属肉体的光景中，一个表现就是人的骄傲会出来。
When now you are in the condition of your own flesh and you are now very earthly, your own pride can come out.
就会更看重人的荣耀。
And then you will look very highly upon the praise of and glory of man.
从转眼仰望主到转眼仰望其他的。
Now you turn your eyes from looking at God to looking at others.
开始依靠人的势力和人的能力。
And you rely upon man's own strength and man's ability.
神要审判和对付一切属地和属肉体的。
God will judge all the things that belong to this earth as well as that which is fleshly.
因为属地的是说凭眼见而不凭信心。
Because earthly is all the things that we see with our eyes and not according to faith.
属肉体就会体贴肉体，就是与神为仇的。
The things which are fleshly are the things that are in opposition to God.
所以神要来对付，要来审判。
And so God will deal with and God will judge.
因为如果我们不脱离属地属肉体的光景，就无法遵行神的旨意。
If we are not set free from that which is earthly and fleshly, then we cannot hold fast to the will of God.
当大卫认识到自己得罪了神，他就心里自责。
And so when David came to realize his sin against God, he was greatly saddened.
因着这个缘故，神让先知去对大卫说。
He was in great distress, and so that is why the prophet went to him and said,
这里有神的管教，有三样灾，你要选哪一样呢？
Here you will have three different plagues. Which one will you choose?
大卫回答说，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿落在人的手中。
David says, Let us now fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
大卫认识到审判是在神的手中。
David came to know that judgment is in the hand of God.
大卫也认识到审判的方式也在神的手中。
And David also knew that the method of judgment is also in the hand of God.
不在人的手中，不是人的选择。
It is not for man to choose, nor is it in the hand of man.
他愿意甘心伏在神审判的手中。
He was willing to submit himself beneath the judgment hand of God.
当大卫在神审判的面前悔改的时候
，So when David before the judgment seat of God, he repented.
神就打发他去摩利亚山。
That is when God sent him to Mount Moriah.
要叫他到亚拿劳的禾场那里。吩咐他为神来建一座坛。
And there he can erect an altar to the Lord.
我们知道禾场是神用来做洁净工作的一个 场所。
We know that a threshing floor is a place where God is doing the work of sanctification.
为要把壳能够来扬去，能够来收藏当中的谷粒。
To thresh out the outer shell so that you could keep that which is good inside.
这就是神审判的工作的一个结果。
This is the end result of God's judgment.
让我们能够来脱离除去我们身上任何属地的属肉体的。
So that we can cast out all the things that are of earth, that are of our flesh from within us.
而坛是讲到是用来献祭的。
And the altar is a place where you offer a sacrifice.
我们看到坛的时候，我们就看到这是神的公义的审判和他恩典怜悯相遇的地方。
When you see an altar, you see that this is a place of God's judgment as well as His mercy, a place where truth and mercy come together.
预表着主在十字架上为我们所立的这个约。
It illustrates for us the covenant that the Lord has set for us at the cross.
所以当大卫在坛上献上了燔祭和平安祭之后
，So there, after David had offered up burnt offerings and peace offerings at the altar,
他说道：“这就是耶和华神的殿。”
He said that this is the place, this is the house of God.
大卫经过神的审判之后
，After David went through the judgment of God.
神向他启示了圣殿的地方。
God revealed to him the place for the temple.
也给我们看到神家的建造是以神的公义和恩典为根基的。
And we see that the foundation of God's house is upon the foundation of righteousness as well as of grace.
这是经过神的审判而产生的结果。
This is the end result after God's judgment.
当我们来读到大卫这些故事的时候
When we read these stories of David,
特别是刚才我们所看到大卫在神审判当中的这些经历的时候
Particularly these experiences of David,
我们实在可以来说一句话
We can all say one thing.
就像在耶利米书当中所说神向着我们所怀的意念不是将灾祸的意念而是赐平安的意念是要叫我们末后有指望
We see from the phrase in Jeremiah that we know the plans that he has for us, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give us a future and a hope.
是为了让我们在那一天能够坦然无惧、欢欢喜喜地站在基督的审判台前。
So that on that day we could stand boldly without any fear before his judgment seat.
当大卫得罪了神神就借着对他的审判来除去他身上一切世界的办法和意念。
When David was experiencing going through the judgment of God, God was casting out all of the ways of the world, all of his own ideas and thoughts.
神借着对他的审判来改变他不再为自己而活。
Through God's judgment, he was changing David so that he would no longer live for himself.
神也借着审判来炼净大卫让他来脱离属地跟属肉体的光景
And through God's judgment God was refining him so that he would be set free from his own flesh the things of the world
最终神能够在大卫的身上来成就神要叫他所成就的
So at the very end God could now accomplish that which he desires to accomplish in David
神最终能够来借着大卫引进神的约柜神的 同在
And at the end that through David God can bring in the ark God's presence
能借着大卫得着为神建圣殿的人
And that through David he could now also gain the man who will build the temple
神也借着大卫显明了建造圣殿神的家的根基
And also revealed to him the very foundation of building God's temple
所以圣经最后总结大卫的时候说到一句话
And so the Bible summarizes, gives this conclusion about David.
大卫遵行了神的旨意服侍了那一代的人就睡了
And that after David has served his generation, he slept.
今天当我们要来遵行神的旨意的时候
So today, while we desire to do and obey God's will,
就当活在神审判的光中
We need to live in the light of his judgment.
借着神的审判除去一切叫我们不能遵行神旨意的拦阻
that we through God's judgment we will cast out take away all the hindrances that prevent us from obeying God's will
除去我们身上世界的东西
we need to cast out the things the way of the world
我们不是用牛车而是用肩台来引进神的同在
we're not using that ox cart but we are using our shoulders to bring in God's presence
除去我们为自己而活的光景
we need to cast out the condition of living for ourselves
能够起来为主而活恢复我们征战的灵
that we need to live for him that we need to now restore that spirit of battle
也除去我们属地属肉体的光景
and cast out the condition of being of the world and of the flesh
能够来接受十字架在我们身上的工作
and accept the work of the cross in us
能够在我们身上做洋净的工作
so that he could do that work of sanctification in us, cleansing
好使我们能够来专心遵行神的旨意
so that we can diligently obey the will of God
在神审判的光中遵行神的旨意
that in the light of his judgment we will then do God's will
当我在准备的时候我在思想大卫的一生
as I was preparing and meditating on David's whole life
我一直在想一个问题
I kept having this question
为什么大卫能一直活在神的面前
why was it that David was able to constantly live in God's presence
无论他蒙神的祝福蒙神保护的时候
When he was blessed, when he was being protected by God,
就是他在逃难、在落魄的时候，甚至在神审判他的时候，都能够活在神的面前。
When he was running away, when he was also being a king, as well as in his judgment, he was constantly in God's presence.
他的秘诀是什么？
What is his secret?
我发现大卫跟其他人有一个非常特别的一个地方。
I realize that David has a characteristic that's different from others.
就是他向着神，对着神的事情，有一颗极其火热的心。
That David, regarding the things of God as well as God himself, he had a great passion in his heart.
我们可能对许多的事情都很有火热。
Perhaps you have passion for many things.
但我们对神的事情有没有火热？
But are you passionate towards the things of God?
我们对神的事情有没有保持一直的火热
Do you constantly have that passion towards God and the things of God?
我们对神跟神的事情有没有失去这个火热
Have you lost that passion towards God and his things?
在大卫的一生里面让我们能够来看到什么叫做对神的火热
In all of David's life, we see what is this passion.
我们开始读到当那天神的约柜被抬进大卫城的时候
We read about how on that day when the ark was being brought into the city.
圣经描述到抬耶和华约柜的人走了六步大卫就献牛与肥羊为祭。
It says that at every six steps that David sacrificed to the Lord.
大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
And that David was dancing before the Lord with all his might and wearing a linen ephod.
大卫每六步就献一次祭。
Every six paces, he sacrificed to the Lord.
我们会想，这要过多久才能把神的约柜运到大卫的城里？
You might ask, how long did it take for him to bring the ark into the city then?
我们可能觉得大卫做的实在是太过了。
You might think what he's done is just too much.
当大卫极力跳舞，到了一个地步，连他的亲人，连他的妻子都轻视他。
He danced with all his might to such a point where his very own wife despised him.
都觉得他实在是过了
and thought that he was overdoing it.
我们向着神的心，对着神的事，是不是有过这样一个太过了的感觉？
Have you ever had that feeling that your heart towards God is just too much?
是不是很多时候我们觉得差不多就可以了？
That you think this is good enough.
当我们来读圣经、来祷告、来聚会的时候，是不是觉得我们做了差不多就可以了？
That when you read the Bible, when you pray, when you come to meetings, you think I've done just enough. This is good enough.
我们不需要做了太过。
I don't need to do too much.
但大卫没有这种过的感觉。
But David, he never had this sense.
这就是他对着神有火热。
This was his passion for God.
当我们对着神心中一直火热的时候
，When you constantly have this passion in your heart for God,
我们对神、对神的事情怎么做都不会觉得过了。
All the things towards God and the things you do for Him, you will never feel like it's too much.
因为无论我们对神再怎么样子过
，Because no matter how we are before God,
都无法超过神向着我们的过。
It will never surpass all that God has done for us.
他为着我们舍了他的爱子。
For us, he has sacrificed his own son.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是求你让我们能够来活在你的光中。
Lord, we do ask that you would help us live in your light.
让我们实在是能够在你的光中能够来悔改
so that beneath your light we would repent
我们实在是在你面前要承认主啊我们实在是失去了对向着你的心的火热
And we do acknowledge that we have lost that passion in our hearts for you.
我们求你能够来重新来点燃我们向着你的事向着你的心的火热。
Please reignite that fire, that passion for you and the things of you.
我们求你今天你就把我们能够更多的带进你审判的亮光中。
So that we pray today you would bring us beneath the light of your judgment.
能够来光照我们。
Enlighten us.
让我们有这样一个愿意的心除去我们当中是有任何能够视世界的心。
Give us this willingness so that we would cast out that heart which is towards the world.
除去我们为自己而活的光景。
Cast out that condition in which we live for ourselves.
除去我们一切属地属肉体的。
Cast out all that which we live for the world and for the flesh.
让我们可以能够来专心遵行神的旨意。
So that we would be faithful in obeying your will.
能够来成为你在地上的见证。
And to be your testimony on earth.
我们感谢你今天来对我们来说话。
We thank you for your word spoken to us today.
让我们实在是都能够来活在你荣耀的光中。
May we all live beneath the light of your glory.
我们感谢你奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.